Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
We put the entire internet on the blockchain, and you can too. By Aaron Griffith. There comes a time in every hyped-up business trend's life cycle when the noise becomes so intense it's comical. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and most important, the blockchain technology that underlies them have reached that moment. Executives in just about any industry imaginable, music, advertising, medicine, pizza delivery, are now eager to discuss how they can capitalize on the blockchain. Note to execs, there are many blockchains, not just the one. To these evangelists, anything can and should go on the blockchain. Never mind what that actually means or whether the relevant industry has any use for a distributed ledger. Put it on the blockchain. All of it. And so I jokingly suggested on Twitter that someone make a browser plugin that adds on the blockchain to the end of every sentence. Friday morning, David Tran, co-founder and CTO of PR software startup Upbeat, did just that. Tran built and published a Chrome extension called On the Blockchain in around 15 minutes. Subtitle, Everything is Better on the Blockchain. To do so, he adapted code that was publicly available on GitHub from a similar Chrome extension that changed millennials to snake people and added a few lines of JavaScript. The Millennial extension was built from yet another extension that changed the word cloud to butt. It's fitting, since before the blockchain was a buzzword, business execs loved to tout the cloud. A similar extension, installed by a Wired editor, once erroneously changed mentions of Donald Trump to, quote, someone with small hands on a story. Unlike many in Silicon Valley, Tran has not invested in cryptocurrencies. He believes the hype currently outpaces the realities of blockchain technology, which isn't reliable yet. There's a lot of speculative investing in hype, but hopefully people invest something that's actually meaningful soon, he says. His company has encountered a lot of crypto-focused companies looking for press around their ICO. He's also seen a lot of people talk about crypto in terms of the Silicon Valley truism that all great opportunities in tech look like toys at first, causing many to overlook the tech's potential. People might also be trying a little too hard to find something meaningful, he says. Some of these are just toys, and we don't know where they're going to end up. Adding on the blockchain to the end of most sentences makes for a few chuckles, especially if you sing the phrase in the tune of the Village People's In the Navy or Elvis Presley's In the Ghetto. But it can be a lot of blockchain. Tran noted that anyone who downloads the extension, even the most enthusiastic blockchain enthusiasts, will want to install it on a secondary Chrome account. On the blockchain, of course.